The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, welcome to the Sports Ethos Nets podcast. Today I'll be hosting the podcast on Twitter. I go by at Anthony Dittmar _. I'm joined by my other co-host, Joe Farrow. Can you just say your ad again, Joe? I kind of forget your ad offhand.
It's at the Joe Farrow.
So yes, this week we're not joined by Cody. He's not going to be with us this week. A little busy. It's the off season. We all take some turns taking off here and there. So we're just going to go dive into the rumors. Like every week, really not a lot going on besides rumors going back and forth between the Nets camp, KD's camp, the Nets camp, Kyrie's camp. So like kind of the same kind of stuff, wishy-washy, still at a stalemate. It's been 48 days since Kevin Durant, 49 days actually, since Kevin Durant requested a trade for the Brooklyn Nets. And there's been little to no traction that we know of. So yeah, we're just going to keep diving into those rumors, keeping you what's going on. Hopefully we get through this together and we'll hopefully get a good resolution where something happens eventually, but we're still at an impasse. So I guess we'll start off. We'll talk about the latest KD drama. It was reported by Mark Stein yesterday, that Kevin Durant would contemplate retirement if the Brooklyn Nets didn't honor his trade request. So, Joe, after like seeing that report, obviously Kevin Durant, the only thing he refuted was that he would actually retire from the game of basketball. And nothing else up to this point. So, like, what do you think about that? Like, what's your take on that whole part of the Kevin Durant saga?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty obvious. Everybody would have known that he wasn't going to retire because that was just, like, an insane report. Everything else, him not denying it, it's kind of just, like, at this point, it just feels like it's business as usual. A lot of accusations have been thrown towards Nets players' way this offseason, specifically Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. And, I mean, half of them haven't been refuted, half of them have, but it seems like they're only addressing, like, the more ridiculous claims. But, you know, you really can't do much about it. I mean, there's not really much to think at this point. It's like, we know he wants out. He reiterated it last week. That's basically it. Like, you really can't do anything about it. It's just, like, there's really nothing to take away from it.
Yeah, I think last week when we reported, it was, like, last Monday, I believe, we, like, did the whole pod after Durant, KD requested that Nash and Marks be fired. I think literally, like, 40 minutes after the pod – literally, as soon as I got the pod posted, Joe Tsai tweeted that, like, he had the full support of Steve Nash and Joe Tsai. So, like, obviously, he wasn't going to adhere to Kevin Durant's demands. Nor really he should. Unless it was just like a Nash thing, so I think cleaning house would have been a bad look. But like you said, like it's just a part of the saga that he's doing everything he can to get out. Like it's quite obvious. Like we said, also like there's no way a man is leaving 4 years, $194 million on the table, playing like at a high level as he was last year. Like if he was healthy, probably been a top three, if not the MVP of the league. So like there's no way he was actually going to retire. I think it's just like the main thing to take away from is that like. He's willing, I think, to take this into camp and be ugly and hold out until he gets the deal done. Which we're like before that, we were like on the fence if KD was that kind of guy. And I think this kind of shows that KD's going to go every step possible to make this as ugly as possible for the Nets. I think that's kind of a fair thing to say, won't you say?
Well, yeah, I'm completely on the same page as you. It definitely seems like he just doesn't care about his reputation on the way out, especially like just he wants to get out. And I don't even know. He said what? He wants Philly or Boston at this point. So it's like he wants to get out in any way, shape, or form. So it's like he doesn't care about it being ugly. he literally saw that James Harden, just as an example, he made it very ugly on his way out of Houston. And he made it very ugly on his way out of Brooklyn. And Houston fans still don't have any beef with Harden. And Harden is now partying with Kevin Durant in the offseason, less than a year. Well, less than what? 6 months after his trade request to get away from Kevin Durant? Like, so it's like, yeah. I don't think KD really sees it as a negative at this point. I think he just wants to get out and he wants to do what's best for him. But in reality, a lot of people are saying what's best for Kevin Durant is to stay in Brooklyn, but that's neither here nor there. He wants out. That's basically the end of the story. And I mean, the Nets are standing firm, and like, they're not going to just dump him off for significantly less value. They want to get everything that he is worth and more.
Yeah, like, what I'm really screaming to me is that there is no way Kevin Durant is a Brooklyn Net by the first game of next season. And if he somehow miraculously is, I think it's going to be ugly like we've never seen before. We saw Harden play like that first month in Houston. Like you said, he looked like a disinterested player. And, you know, a disinterested guy, it is very hard to win, no matter how good the guy is. Like, he's just going to make it hell for the Nets. And I just don't see, like, how this ends up, like, resulting in them running it back with at least KD and Kyrie, or at the minimum just KD coming back. It's just gotten to that point. And we've seen, like, reports, too, like, Nets are holding strong, that, like, they're in no rush to make a bad deal, like you said. And I really do think that is the case here, because you really can't fumble a trade like this, because it could really hit your franchise back half a decade to a decade or even more. So you really do need to get the right deal. What screams to me is that I really do think the Boston deal is going to happen.
I do,
like,
too.
One way or another. Like, it's all leverage at this point. I think Jaylen Brown is, like, the easy piece that, like, is the common denominator here. Whereas if, like, the other pieces that are be a part of this trade are, like, what's up for interpretation, where the Nets are asking for Marcus Smart and or Rob Williams, where the Celtics could be like, it's Derek White. Maybe they meet in the middle somewhere with picks to make up the difference, or Peyton Pritchard or something else. Yeah, I know salary-wise, I think it's going to be a little more than Jaylen.
The one issue with that deal is that Boston only has one tradable first-round pick.
Yeah.
That's, I think, what's really holding the thing back. So it would be like a three-team kind of scenario, I would think. And it brings us right back to where it was making it complicated with, like, say, a Kyrie Irving, when we were in discussions with getting rid of him, and, like, we would need a third team to facilitate it. It just wasn't going through. So, like, three-team trades always make everything more difficult.
I don't think teams want to help the Nets offload KD or help another team get KD. Because if you add KD to almost like any contender, it like elevates them from, let's say, like a Celtics were in the finals last year. But I would say on paper, they may not be like as good as, like, let's say, like, as the Warriors, the Bucks, or even like maybe something, say, like the Clippers. Whereas if you get a KD, that puts them into like that top status. Like, is there a better duo in the league than Tatum and KD? And there's not. There probably isn't. You can argue Kawhi, PG. You can argue whatever. But, like, why would another team, unless it's, like, a bottom dweller that's not going to contend for the next 3 years, really want to help? And what do those bottom dwellers have? They have picks, but what's in it for them? Like, the Nets don't have picks to give them. The Nets don't have players they would want. Do the Celtics want to get rid of more guys? That's where you said it gets complicated.
Yeah, like, would a team like the Pacers want to give up a pick towards the Nets to get Derek White? Like, I don't think they would want to do that. Derek White, who's making like $13-14 million in that realm, and give up a first round pick just to help another team get Kevin Durant. Like, I don't think any team would be interested in that.
Yeah. And if you look at the betting odds, like a lot of these like sports books, like KD to the Celtics is like at like minus odds. For those who don't gamble, that means like if you bet $100, you would make less than your initial investment, where like the rest of the teams have plus odds, where it's like less likely to happen, or you'd like make more your bet back plus more. So like it kind of shows that like Vegas always knows like what's really going on, and it kind of seems like all signs are pointing towards it. And I think these teams are gonna, like, if I had to put a timetable on it, I would say by like Labor Day weekend I think it happens, because I think that's like 2 weeks before training camp. I think teams want to have like their roster kind of set, because both teams have to make ulterior moves afterwards, like round out their roster, because the Nets still need a center. Depending on what they get from Boston, the Celtics probably give up depth. They'd probably need to sign a few guys. So, like, teams wouldn't want those 2 weeks at least to bring a guy into camp, get him in shape, and whatnot. So, I really do think by the next two pods, I'd say we have an answer. But I've said that probably for a while now, so maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. We're all on the same page.
Yeah, like I think there's an easy ground here where it seems to meet in the middle, but we'll see what happens. It'd be much easier if like a team like New Orleans facilitated this trade, considering they have a lot of picks to work with, a lot of the young guys that like the Nets can take under, and like an easy swap for like BI would be like interesting. But I think that's a good segue to like the report that the Pelicans that you said that were not interested in attaching Brandon Ingram. Did you want to get a little more into that?
Yeah, so NBA Central had tweeted earlier today, the Pelicans are unwilling to include Brandon Ingram in a trade for Kevin Durant per NOLA.com, which I mean, I didn't necessarily read the article, but that's basically just like a website for all of New Orleans news. And like, I don't know where the information is necessarily coming from, if it's like a beat writer for the Pelicans or something like that, but it doesn't seem likely right now that the Pelicans would be heavily involved in a Kevin Durant sweepstakes, but also stuff like that comes out to try to drive down the value of a guy like Kevin Durant. So if the Nets continue to hold firm and one team really decides like, yes, we need Kevin Durant on our team and we need to throw everything at the wall, it's going to happen. Like, to get Kevin Durant, you have to pay the price. And eventually that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. I think you could pass on getting a player that good, no matter how old he is, his injury history of late, no matter what, like that puts you in alpha status. For team like the Celtics, I think they were like, I think in any other year, like the Celtics Warriors matchup is probably not a finals matchup, but given where the rest of the league was, a lot of guys were injured, some teams just didn't click. That happened to be it. And I think if the Celtics ran it back this year, the same team, they may not even get out of the second round. So like, if you get Kevin Durant, that puts you in that status. If you're team like New Orleans, like I don't think you're going to win a title with Ingram as your two, no matter how promising he is. So it makes all the world sense in the world to do that, to match up with Zion's like young prime. But we'll see. I think I've never seen a stalemate like this, honestly, before with a trade in any sport. Does it remind you of anything or no?
I mean, the only thing that would kind of come close to it is probably the James Harden thing.
Yeah, like
that's the only thing that I would think comes close to it. And like even that was different though, because like James Harden initially said, like, yeah, in that offseason, initially said, yes, I want to stay. And then they traded Russell Westbrook, and then Harden was like, all right, well, like, now, like, there's nothing for me here. Like, I want to leave.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That's basically what it turned into. And it was like a personnel decision led James Harden to want out of Houston. And now it's like KD has never necessarily came out. And like we never really have gotten like a firm like reason why he wants out. It's just, I guess he just doesn't want to play under Steve Nash and doesn't trust Sean Marks, something of that nature. But
I guess the combination of the way they treat the coaches, like his boy Adam Harrington, the Kyrie saga with like, maybe he doesn't trust Kyrie himself or doesn't trust the Nets, but they offered him as a max. They thought it was, that was bad. Like you said, personnel decisions from Marks, coaching decisions from Nash. Apparently it was rumored that he wanted Ty Lue, and people, we all thought it was KD that wanted Nash. Maybe it was Marks. Could be a lot of things. It didn't seem like it was like going this way like 2-3 months ago. Like during like that like Harden draw, it seemed like KD was like team like, let's prove this guy wrong. Like that Brooklyn Philly matchup was electric. Like, I don't know, maybe he's using Philly as leverage, because I think it's pretty obvious that there's enough to facilitate a trade, even if like they're willing to include Maxey, which they weren't for Harden, but it's, they wouldn't for KD. Like, I don't think Maxey and Harris make it, like, a deal get done. Plus, we own Philly's pick next year. Why would we want to help them get their pick better? I just don't think there's a world where Philly gets them. It doesn't make sense for either. Well, it makes sense for the Sixers, but it doesn't make any sense for the Nets.
That's why it really, like, when you really look at all the teams that could be in play for Kevin Durant, it really, like, it comes down to if the Raptors are just, like, 1,000% unwilling to include Scottie Barnes, then it's the Pelicans and the Celtics. That's it. And the Pelicans, I don't understand why you wouldn't want to give up Brandon Ingram for Kevin Durant. I mean, I understand that, like, you like your young core or whatever, but, like, they're making, like, the same money. And, like, Kevin Durant, no doubt, improves your odds to win a championship over Brandon Ingram. And that being said, Brandon Ingram is also awesome. I think every Net fan would be happy with Brandon Ingram as a return. But I don't know. It's definitely one of the weirder situations that we've ever been in like as NBA fans.
Yeah, it just sucks that we kind of have been talking about the same thing for so long. It's like, how much more can we talk about it? Like this rumor comes out here and there, but like at a certain point, it's just like we're regurgitating the same information.
Yeah, it's like, you know, just like do the deal or decide to stay. Like, fucking hurry it up.
I know. Like, I want to move on. Like, at this point, like, yeah, I was devastated and requested the trade, but like, it's been so long. I've kind of like accepted it and like ready to just move on from it. It's already like out of sight, out of mind.
I think the majority of Nets fans are in the same boat. Like, yes, we would love to watch Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and Ben Simmons play a full season together, God willing. But like, at this point, it's like, okay, either decide you're staying or Sean Marks, hurry the hell up and do the trade. Like, get a team to give up everything. Like I don't understand what the point of dragging it on so long is for. Like, I'm sure all sides want a resolution to this as soon as possible.
I'm sure it's a matter of teams are not willing to meet that price. And because, like, the circumstances now, the Nets don't have great leverage because it's clear he wants out. It's not like you're just being like, hey, are you interested in KD? Like, it's like, this guy doesn't want to play here. And they know teams aren't meeting it. So it's kind of like, you don't want to, like, show your hand. The Nets' hand is completely shown, and it's like they're bare naked right now. So it's like, what can you do? And if it wasn't as good as KD was, there'd probably be even worse returns. So, like, honestly, like it's like, like, it's better than what it could be. So, like, you just got to do what you can. Get Jaylen Brown, get Brandon Ingram, get someone. Try to get some picks and, like, try to make it as even as possible. But you're not winning this trade and you're not winning in a landslide. I think that's kind of what Nets fans have to come to terms with, because we're not going to get a King's ransom that we thought we may get, like when they first made the request, because teams are not willing to do it. And it's just you. But hope you get a young guy. Hope you get some picks that pan out. And hopefully, like, him with a pair of Ben Simmons and some of these guys in this roster, we can retool and kind of, like, make the best of a shitty situation. Because, like, if you look at everything long term, it does suck. Like, yeah, three top 15 players, it's not going to be like, oh, I feel great about myself now. But it also doesn't have to be like, we just got robbed, you know, be somewhere in the middle.
Because, yeah, like, and we wouldn't be getting robbed, especially if we get a guy like Brandon Ingram or Jaylen Brown. Because when you look at it, like, okay, say Kyrie Irving does, we don't trade Kyrie Irving after we trade Kevin Durant and we let Kyrie play out this year, kind of like his prove it year kind of thing. You have Kyrie Irving and a healthy Ben Simmons, a motivated Kyrie Irving who wants to get his five-year fully guaranteed max by playing out this year. If you have those two combined with a Brandon Ingram or a Jaylen Brown with the rest of his roster that we built, that's still like, at minimum, an Eastern Conference Finals contender. Like, that's a team that could easily be one of the top four teams remaining in the NBA in the postseason.
Like, I think you're fighting in that 4-5 range in the East, but like, it wouldn't, based on matchup, like, you're knocked out.
Yeah, team, that's like, what I'm saying. Like, I think like, that's easily a team that could get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, and you never know, you can return. It'd be so funny, honestly, though, if somehow this ends up being like Kyrie stays long term and like he's the only one that does and ends up working out. Like, that'd be like such a weird way to get to where we are. I'm not saying there's even a chance that happens, because like there's a good chance they'd ship out Kyrie to LA as soon as KD gets moved out. Yeah, like, who knows? Like, really, we just got to see what happens. And right now, like, expect unexpected, I think, is like the easy thing to say here, you know?
Yeah, no doubt.
That kind of is a good segue, I guess, to like the Kyrie rumored contract. You wanted to we could jump into it. Did you see that the Kyrie Irving contract they was offered apparently when they were in negotiations in like late June?
It was like a tiered contract in terms of games, right? With guaranteed money.
Yeah, so it was like, it was a max offer on paper, but it was kind of like a fake one, because you only could get that you played like 72 games a year, and they said like even if like Giannis had that contract, you wouldn't have met the requirements to get that fully max. So it was like kind of impossible to get unless you literally played like almost every game. I think you only used up to miss 10. Which is like kind of ridiculous. Like, I get to know what the Nets were doing in that sense. We're like, hold him accountable. I would have put like an injury clause where, like, if he's actually injured, it doesn't count towards it. Like, I would.
Yeah, because I think Cody had tweeted that actually, saying like, this has to be like in terms of like PTO games. Like, this can't be including injury. Like,
he blew out his knee. Like, to be fair, he really hasn't been that injured on the Nets. That first year, I think they nursed him because, like, KD wasn't playing, and they kind of knew it was, like, a redshirt year almost.
Yeah.
And then the other year he got in the playoffs, like, yeah, he got his knee stomped on. his ankle stopped on by Giannis, but he only missed like 4 or 5 games. Yeah, that run could have went longer, but it's not like he like missed a lot of games in the regular season from pure injury, or he has in prior stops. So it's not like he's been this guy that's constantly been on the shelf with injuries. So like if they excluded the injuries and just made it like unexcused absences, and like the COVID thing is in the past now, I would hope, which I think it is. Like if he's, as long as you're not just taking more than 10 games off a year, I don't see why it's an issue. If the Nets offer that with the injuries involved, I would see why Kyrie would be insulted, because it's like, how could I control that? Because like one freak injury, like I'm not getting that. Like, no. So that's how I see it. I don't know about you.
No, I'm completely on the same page. Like that contract had to be like not including injury. Like that had to be, unless like Sean Marks has just lost his damn mind, which I'm not ruling out. Like,
yeah, I would say 50-50, honestly. I really do think it's 50-50. Because, like, from what we heard so far, like, if that was, like, the case in the contract, I wouldn't see why, like, it's, like, KD was the reason why, like, he didn't like it. Like, I would say KD should be on board with that, too, if it was just, like, pure PTO thing. So I would say, like, there's a good chance maybe the Nash, I mean, Marks did offer him that. So who knows? This whole situation is just so freaking weird. It's, like, so, like, off the field. I feel like we're just talking about stuff that's off the court rather than, like, on the court stuff, which would be much more fun. I would love to be dissecting the Brooklyn Nets roster right now, talking about potential rotations, closing lineups. Should we play Ben Simmons in a closing five role? Should Ben Simmons and Claxton play on the court together? How is Joe Harris going to look after missing like majority of last season? Or how can, what kind of backup center or starting center can we mesh with this roster? Like actually talking about personnel for basketball, because that'd be much more fun when you're a good team. But like it's been anything but that, which sucks. And it sucks for Nets fans considering where we thought we were a couple years ago, like the post clean sweep, like just over 3 years ago, to where we're ending up now. It's just like, it was a tease. And it's almost like would you rather have had all this go on or just never had the tease of it at all? And honestly, it's a good question. It's like, yeah, it was fun to be relevant like on paper for so long, but like the results we yielded, like what did we really yield? We won one playoff series.
Yep.
You know, I was happy for the Celtics series. I was ecstatic. I thought
we all
were steamrolling a team. Like, I thought they were going to win the finals. I was like, those teams going to lose. They gave me vibes. They're going to lose, like, 4 to 5 games in the entire postseason.
Yeah.
Like, that's how good they looked.
And the whole basketball world throughout the first series was on the same page. Everybody, like, you remember the tweets that were coming out during that Celtics series? It's like, bro, who is actually going to stop the Nets? Because that was, like, the first time that, like, in reality that we saw the whole Big Three together for like extended period of time for that whole Celtics series. And they were just dominant. And it took a 50-point game from Tatum to even steal a game. So it was like everybody who was a basketball fan in general was just like, dude, like where is the answer for this? And it took
injury. There was none. It was an injury, like two injuries, and then two unlucky foot on the line, and then
giant ass pandemic. Foot. Hey, what's Jaylen Brown's shoe size?
I don't even know. I don't know if any players.
We're gonna have to make sure it's like at least like 2 sizes smaller than KD before we trade for him.
Exactly, but yeah, we all know what's happened as Nets fans. Like a series of unfortunate events that got us to where we are now. And I think you've played this out 100,000 times. This is the only scenario where it gets to this point, but that's what happens. And as Nets fans, I think we had a lot of pain in our lifetime from a lot of different things. But this one may hurt the most because don't know when we had that Big Three. Like I thought we had like a 4 to 5 year window, but I was telling people like realistically we need to enjoy this time because I don't think the team can ever be better than this. Just from a standpoint of like when does a team get 3 top 15 players? But that was so short lived. So like yeah, maybe like, that's like the best, and that's whatever will be. And that sucks. But hopefully one day they can win it all. I think right now I don't think any fan is going to next year expecting that, which really sucks considering where we were like just 12 months ago. Which is like such a blow. I think we're kind of just used to, but not like this kind of way. So I would say just weather the storm and hope, like if you're still here now, like you're loyal. If you're not just a stan that's following like these players around, we appreciate you. And if you were a stan, you stopped along the way. We also appreciate it. But like we're still in for more drama, but like we're gonna have to take it slowly with like how the rumors come out. Because it doesn't seem like it's gonna be a quick resolution as we really know, you know.
Oh shit. How do we get
it? Sucks. It does. I don't know, man.
It's like the more we talk about it, the more it's just like, man, what a colossal failure.
I had the Yankees distracting me for a while, but now they're kind of making me upset. So now it's like,
I was at the game last night. They suck so bad, Anthony.
I know.
Suck so bad.
Dude, they've won like, they're like 8-16 in the last like 24. It's bad.
They've
the Mets are good at least, like but
12 out of their last 14.
Yeah, it's getting bad. They're lucky that Toronto's been really bad because they still have a 10.5 game lead in the division, but they could guess home field against the Astros away.
Some bullshit, man.
But yeah, I know not obvious Yankees fans, but as New York fans,
we're like 26 days away from NFL football. We're almost there.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to. Then hopefully we have a tree by then. I say hopefully because at this point I just want to get it done with. I know it's eventually going to happen.
Yeah.
So rather just get it done with, so I can just be depressed about it for like a little bit and get over it, and just try to like it never happened. But yeah, is there anything else you want to add? I think we kind of covered it all. It's like not a lot to cover. We're just like you said, going over rumors, seeing what the latest is, and just taking it from there. I don't think
there's much else. Any Nets fan that hasn't seen it, go watch Stephen A. Smith's rant about the Nets situation from Monday.
Stephen A. came back from injury.
He came back from his he usually takes like a whole month off after like the NBA Finals end.
Yeah, it's like a dead part of the season where like not a lot of people, like there's only baseball going on, so like for the casual fan, a lot of people don't really have a lot going on. So like, he kind of uses that time to like get back, like because you know nobody watches baseball, so it's really a dead time. So it made sense. And usually there's not stuff going on now, like this KD thing where like
yeah
he would be able to talk about things. So he probably was like
he was like, sitting, fight. He was sitting and waiting to come back. And, like, he came in, he hopped on a boat that First Take was on yesterday and just let it rip. Any Nets fan that hasn't seen that should go see that.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. If you follow around that, KD's Twitter, pretty entertaining, even though it's kind of KD's tweets pissed me off now. It's whatever, you know. Yeah, that's pretty much it. We all set, Joe?
I think we are.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the Sports Ethos Nets podcast. Joined by today, Anthony Dittmar and Joe Farrow. Cody took a bye week. We'll shit on him next week for it. But yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. If any emergency pod, like trade happens, obviously we'll be with you for an emergency pod. Say that every week. I haven't really had one of those. So if that does happen, we'll be there. If not, we'll be back next week. Maybe dissecting more rumors. Maybe we'll dissect something else. Who knows? But yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. Subscribe, follow on Twitter, listen to us on iTunes, keep doing what you're doing, leave a good review, ask us questions, do it all. Thanks.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.